Hello, everyone. So, welcome back to Anarchy Today. And I apologize for the small but noticeable absence on my podcast presentations. And, well, I've been very busy with building this anarchist community, which we're not really calling anarchist, honestly, outside. We're calling them freedom cells. So that's okay, though. And they're quite young, and maybe there will be changes to the names and the titles and things like that. But because I study anarchy and have sought it out in various forms, and now truly do believe that I'm in the process of creating an anarchist community right here in the city. And recently I started to write again about anarchy, and so I will add those to these podcasts. So let us begin. It's not stopping. Today's date is March 23, 2022. I wrote this in the morning. It goes like this. Many messages and omens are saying that these communities growing in the thick of people, which are separated from and autonomous from decentralized, sustainable, intentional, and conscious, as in self-aware communities, which are a new and needed expression of anarchy. I've been reading a book on anarchy too, and I'm feeling inspired to write on the question of what is anarchy. My answer will be based upon the living examples forming now in our midst. There are more than one, so my experience is not inclusive. It is diverse, as I am connected to multiple communities that are growing simultaneously all around me. My most valuable observations will be in and from the anarchist community I live in called the Wellness Cafe. Let's begin. First title, The Container. We'll have a look briefly at what is the container. Each community will need to grow in a container that holds the boundaries and intentions of the people in the community. The container has rules, expectations, ethical practices for the collective. It will also have schedules of collective meets where all check in and share domestic observations. These observations are both negative and positive, and will begin with a positive, go through a few negative, followed by a few positive observations. No critical thinking, but questioning, curious attitude is the norm. Honest, loving self-exploration and improvements are explored for both individuals and collective. The boundaries and rules will block out negative influences, bad habits, and be protection for its people. These expressions of collective and individual control are not laws that need to be followed to the letter. These constraints have dual purpose. One is to protect and guide the collective through individual agreement to a specific lifestyle. This is expressed in the creation of rules, boundaries, and expectations, as well as the following of these written obligations to each other. Two is the occasional reminder of how we are not bound by the letter of the law. It is a guideline. We each learn and grow stronger in our spiritual body as we struggle with personal, chosen, agreed with rules, laws, the container. Our personal humanity is nurtured in our use of forgiveness, self-forgiveness, and other forgiveness. Love is practice in the process of being impeccable in our word and always doing our best. As expressed in the container, which is written, changed when needed and followed always. Agreed and chosen as the lifestyle pursued in this community of anarchists. What else about the container? There is lots more about the container to say, but let's not burden ourselves with more reading and writing about the container used in the creation and maintenance of an anarchist community. Instead, let's go and live this anarchy life.